This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Little Richard, the self-proclaimed architect of rock and roll who built his groundbreaking sound with a boiling blend of boogie-woogie, R&B, and gospel, died on Saturday at the age of 87. We get more from Reuters producer Jillian Kitchener.
Little Richard had built his groundbreaking sound with a blend of boogie-woogie, rhythm and blues, and gospel. At his peak in the 1950s and early 60s, Richard pounded the piano like a madman and shouted, moaned, and trilled hits like Long Tall Sally and Lucille. His music drew in both young black and white fans at a time when parts of the United States were still strictly segregated. Mick Jagger, Paul McCartney, James Brown, Otis Redding, David Bowie, and Rod Stewart are among the artists who have cited Little Richard as an influence.
That report was produced by Reuters' Jillian Kitchener. A member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force is in self-quarantine after coming in contact with a person who tested positive for COVID-19. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Food and Drug Administration says Commissioner Stephen Hahn tested negative for the virus after he learned of the contact, but he'll remain in self-quarantine for the next 2 weeks. The administration is not confirming who Hahn had contact with who has tested positive, but the news follows confirmation that two people who work in the White House complex are known to have tested positive for the virus this week. Hahn had been scheduled to testify before a Senate panel on Tuesday, along with infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci and CDC Director Robert Redfield. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.